On page 108, we begin the chapter titled Oneself. Greetings again. I am Yeshua. I have come this day to further with you my discussion of A Course in Miracles. Today we will again talk about a concept. The concept will be your one self, with a capital S. Be aware, as I speak of your one self, that I am speaking about the unity of what you are. Your unity with all of life, your oneness with your brothers, your oneness with God, all of it is your oneness with your one self. When I speak of your little self, I am speaking of that which ultimately is not real. Your little self is based on the thoughts you have made, thinking you had a problem, believing you were separate, believing that somehow you could be separate, which you cannot and could not be. Your one self is of unity and is of God. Your little self is of your thoughts, is of that which you have tried to make, as if to imagine that you could separate yourself from life, or from anything. Your little self is the source of all your problems, for your little self is but a concept you have made. As such, it shall eventually pass away. Therefore, in reality, it does not exist. For reality does not and cannot pass away. Do not be alarmed. Do not be disheartened by this. This realization that your little self is not real is for you a source of great joy. It is what this course is all about. So today I will speak to you of your one self. Your lessons for this week discussed often your one self. Again, bear in mind as I speak of ideas and concepts that they are not things to be learned. There will never be a test to determine whether you understand this within your thinking mind. The goal of this course is for you to understand your one self. In your knowing, in your being, in your experience, beyond anything you think, or contemplate, or analyze. So, once again, I offer you an admonishment, which I will continue to offer you throughout this course. Do not think that you're analyzing, that you're processing with your thoughts, that you're thinking diligently about all this will bring you salvation, for it will not. Know that your salvation lies at a level beyond your thinking, at a level which you may call feeling, which I call experience, but above all, which is a level of certainty, of peace, of light, and of joy. So always, as you contemplate this course, keep within your mind, keep within your heart the realization that your one self, and all of which I speak, sings to you of light and joy and peace and oneness. It sings to you of a place where there is no conflict, of a place where conflict cannot even be fathomed, much less forgiven. That is what I promise you, for you are the Son of God. That is your right, your gift, your inheritance, which shall never be taken away, which shall be yours throughout all eternity, beyond the end and passage of time. I spoke to you before about how to listen for the voice of God. I told you the first step in your listening is to listen for joy, a joy that simply wells up within your being. I told you to listen for that joy, and I told you how to know if you were experiencing real joy. For if you can imagine anything, any circumstance within or without, which could threaten or alter your joy, then it is not real joy, and it is not the voice of God. There is another tool which you can use as you attempt to listen to the voice of God. It is this. As you search within for the voice of God, for that which is your one self, be aware that within the kingdom of God, within your one self, there is no conflict. This is very important. As you listen within for the voice of God, which you may call the Holy Spirit, which you may call your one self, know that within salvation there is no room for conflict of any kind. The word certainty showed up a number of times in your lessons. Certainty is absolute. When you hear the voice of God, it will be joy. There will be nothing you can imagine which can threaten or change it. Furthermore, when you hear the voice of God, it will be absolutely without conflict. Try now to imagine, if you can, within your being, past your thoughts, what it would be like to have no conflict, to live a life of joy, which could not be threatened by anything. Try to imagine. Try to feel within what it would be like to have no conflict of any kind. If even for a moment you can get a feeling of what that might be like, you are well on your way to salvation. If you cannot get that feeling, do not dismay. That state does exist within you, and it cannot be changed. It cannot be taken away, no matter what you think you think. So if you have that feeling of no conflict, rejoice. And if you do not, rejoice anyway, for it is within you and cannot be changed. It is your right and your inheritance as the Son of God, and it shall be yours. I have spoken to you of your one self. I have said that salvation comes from your one self. I also told you that you are spirit. That you are spirit is just a reflection of what it is to be one self. I have also said you are just as God created you, unchanged. That also is just a statement of what it means to be oneself. When I used the words oneself, I spoke of unity. That is the reason for the word one. So when I speak of your oneself, realize I mean that your oneself is all that is. As I have said, you think of yourself as split. You think of yourself as having facets, aspects, or parts of your being, of your personality, which are at war, which can be in conflict. You are free, of course, to think anything you wish. But in reality, there exists only your one self. That is the message of this course. When the understanding of what I have just said becomes part of your being, you will no longer need this course. You will no longer need your body. You will no longer need this earth. For everything will be one, and you will be free. Do not take these words lightly. They represent your freedom and your salvation. I have said before, everything is one. You are your experience. I spoke at length about your only problem, which is the belief in separation. I spoke of the fact that your only problem doesn't exist, because there is no separation. And when I speak of your one self, I am only iterating that there is no separation anywhere in all of creation. Always listen within for the joy which cannot be threatened, and which contains no conflict. Then I said salvation and forgiveness are the same. So here is another aspect of forgiveness. Salvation is your only function here. Forgiveness is your only function here. So what does forgiveness represent? Forgiveness is simply your awareness at a level beyond your thoughts that there is indeed but one self. Forgiveness is your awareness that duality and conflict and illusion cannot exist, for they are not of God. Try to feel within your being what it would mean to know that. Try to feel within your being that you are one self, one with God, one with all your brothers, one with all of life, including this earth. Try to feel that you are invulnerable, unlimited, filled with light and peace and joy. Try to imagine within your being that you knew with absolute certainty that life could not be otherwise. Try to imagine the freedom you would feel if you knew the truth of those words. Try to imagine all of that as often as you can, for your imagining will lead you to experience beyond your thinking, and that will lead you to your reality and to your joy. Blessings upon you all. That is all.